Today's topic is visualization and mental rehearsal. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. Welcome drivers, this is Enzo with the Race Driver Coach Show. And we are going to talk about the mind, which you know is my passion. Helping drivers perform better mentally is pretty much what I live for now, and people outside of the sport. And visualization is one of them things, one of those areas, them skills, mental skills that you can learn that can help you massively in so many different ways. But before we get into it, this is the question that inspired this video. The question's from Andy Kay, and he asked, Enzo, I know that visualization is a good skill to learn for drivers. Can you explain how it works? Thanks for the question, Andy, and for the other people that have asked for this topic in the past, or doing it at last. Right, visualization. There's two different areas that I want to split this into. There's global visualization, which is on a grand scale, where you start to visualize things that basically the goal that you have in life. If you want to be this IndyCar driver and you want to be the champion, but you're only a 16-year-old at the minute, visualizing that goal of when you're in IndyCar, when you're stood on the top step, when you're with the trophy, or you've got the Indy 500 trophy, you stood next to that. Visualizing that over and over and over again, your life's goal, helps you get motivated, and it helps you take the right decisions now in today if you keep having a snapshot of what that will look like, what it will feel like, imagining, being there, daydreaming about this time that you get there. And if you do that every single day, every morning you wake up, part of your priming is to visualize and daydream and think about your big goal. It's amazing how that makes you, forces you to get out of bed. It forces you to act a certain way for that day, or at least the morning when you're thinking about it. So the decisions you make now take you closer towards that goal. So a global visualization is pretty much, this is the direction of my life and I'm going to visit as often as I can. Morning and night at the very least, I'm going to imagine myself being there and the brain says, okay, what have we got to do to get there? And that's the kind of question, as long as you keep answering it with action, that's the kind of question you want the brain to ask every single day. Not can I do it? Do I deserve it? It's for other people, but how? And if you do live in the moment, so as you visualize your goal, you're actually experiencing it. It's not in the future anymore. You're living it just like you would in a dream. The more often you can do that, the more times you're going to take the right decisions that will take you closer. So it's important globally. But when you talk about visualization as in to help you perform better, a bit more short term, it's like I'm going into this race now and I want to visualize the first lap or the run to the first corner from the start. And what you do is when you're in the car, I mean, you can do this at home. You can do this in the hotel in the morning. Obviously, you can visualize how you want it to go from third position. If you're in third position, this is what it's going to look like. Fine. But it's really powerful if you can train this and do it pretty immediately before you actually need it. So you're in the collection area. You're in the car. You're all belted in. So it's perfect way of saying, right, these are all my physical cues. I'm in the car. And as you're waiting there for 5 minutes, you know, you might as well visualize. You might as well see how you want the start to go. Imagine what it'd be like having a great start, going in between P1 and P2 and lining yourself up to have a great turn one. And over and over and over again, you just keep imagining what that'll look like. Pretend it's happening. Feel like you got your hands on the wheel, the steering wheel, you're in the car and you're actually turning it physically as you overtake and go through. And then you just run that about 10 times because there's not very much time between where you start to when you get into the first corner, and you just keep over and over again. That's how I want the start to do. Show the brain exactly what you want to happen in the next 20 minutes, and that's your intention. The opposite to this is when people fear what might happen. So if you get somebody struggling with starts, they will kind of visualize, without themselves knowing it, them screwing up the start. They'll visualize them getting tense, themselves getting tense. They'll visualize people overtaking. And they do. They have this in their mind. They don't even know they're doing it. They're not doing it unconsciously. They're doing it unconsciously, really. And it makes them feel scared. So they get to the grid and they're trembling already, fearing the worst is going to happen, because they can just imagine, oh, imagine if that's happened, or that driver who's in the championship ahead of me or just behind me in the championship overtakes me and I lose ground in the championship. So all we're doing by visualizing what we do want is flipping that story, flipping that focus. And we show the mind what's going to happen, what I want to happen. And you flood it with that kind of mindset and that focus. It might not happen like that, but what's, you've got a choice. Do you want to visualize and focus on the worst case scenario, what might happen, which makes you a bit nervous and tense? Or do you want to hit that car and be in the rhythm? Do you want to have the kind of mindset where this is what's going to happen and that's my goal? And then when it does happen, you don't freak out, you just go with it. That's what visualization is. It's giving yourself a scenario in the future that you want. Put it simply. There's no point to go too deep in this. That's all you're doing. So if you are thinking about now, right, I'm going to this circuit. Even better. To make it really valuable to you, you've just done a session. You've come in. You've sat with your engineer or whoever it is that's training you, your coach, and they've said you need to rotate the car more in turn one. You need to brake later. Get it on its nose. Wait for it to come. As it starts to come around, lift off. Wait. And then power to rotate the car. Say it's a technique change like that, right? Because at the minute you're braking early, you're turning in, you're accelerating early and getting understeer, you've got to do the opposite. So say if it's a correction change like that, you can visualize that change. You sat, this is now in the team truck or wherever you are, sat down in a chair and you're visualizing going into the first corner. What it will feel like is just as important, because you might not be able to see it. You know, when you're visualizing, you can't see things that well. You're just imagining, feeling, getting a feeling for it. What it'll feel like to brake heavier, harder, later, and let the car rotate and then go. And over again, you visualize that as often as you can. And if it helps, you can get an onboard of what you just did or of somebody doing it correctly. You get an onboard playing in the background and then you visualize it that way. So you can hear off the laptop, the engine revs are going down the straight, they hit the brake, and as you got your eyes closed, you're hearing this, and you're actually acting it out, and say, right, I think I've got it. You do it over and over and over again until you've ingrained what it will feel like to make that correction in the car, in your driving. That's another way to use visualization. Now, again, a lot of people say, I just can't visualize, Enzo. It's really difficult. I can't see it. That's often the case. Not many people can see with clarity everything. If they do, they start to say, oh, I can see it, and then it goes away. You've got to feel. So this is what to do. Now, I know you can visualize. Everyone can. If you've ever dreamed while you're asleep, you can visualize. So you know you can do it. That's really clear when you're asleep. The way to do it, the way I know that you can visualize, is if you just close your eyes now, if it's safe to do so, you're not driving a car or anything, close your eyes. You can picture now your front door at home from the outside. You can remember what color it is and you can nearly see it. You're just there now in front of your own house where you live and you can visualize the front door or whatever door it is that you walk into. There you go. That's visualization. Now, if you want to train this, I just did it with my front door actually. I just looked at my front door from the inside. And I open my eyes, keep it looking at it, and taking all the details I can. And then I said, right, I'm just going to look at the door handle. Right. And I closed my eyes, and then I pictured what that looks like. Perfect. Now look at the letterbox. Picture what that looks like. And now I can pretty much in detail, not see, but definitely get a feeling for the letterbox and the handle. Now I'm going to look down the door. I can see the welcome mat or the mat that you come in and wipe your feet on. I can see that. And as you're doing this, you spend about 5 minutes doing this, just looking at a certain part of the door, closing your eyes, trying to visualize it, looking at it again, yeah, then looking at something else. You build a picture and you start to train your confidence in visualization. You start to say, yeah, I can actually do it. And then now and then you get like a snapshot or you really feel like you maybe did see it. That's you training visualization. And you can do it with anything. You can do it with your phone. You look at your phone at the back and you can see the camera on the back and you look at it and you close your eyes and you can virtually see it. Yeah, okay, it goes round, it's got that. And then you just practice this all the time. That is you practicing the skill of imagining something. And that's what you're so good at. We all do it. We all daydream. So you can use visualization, but I would say, please do use it. But I would say, make sure that every single day you're visualizing the big goal that you want. And if you want to bring it even closer, what's the goal for that day? How, part of the priming that I do every morning is, yes, I'm grateful. I do my breathing exercises, but I also visualize at the end of the day what I want it to look like, how I want to feel. I look back and those jobs that I want to do are done. What are those jobs? And I visualize that at the end of the day, feeling happy, going to bed. And that's kind of setting things up that way. You can do the same. You can visualize how you want the global things to go. No problem. That gets you energized and make sure that you make the right decisions now. And secondly, when you want to do it more specific for something that's coming up now, do it. And do it over and over and over again until you get this skill in place, because it does take repetition. The more you visualize, the more you imagine what you want to happen in this next 10 minutes or so, the better you'll get. Just don't expect to master it straight away. Visualization is a good way, and it's a good way for you to perform as you want when you get there, to take the right decisions when you're in that scenario. But you must train it. You can train it at home, as I say, with the front door or the back of your phone or anything. Allow yourself to get confidence in visualization, but then use it. And now when you want to do this, if you want to do this at home, you just got to sit down in a quiet place, shut your eyes, and start visualizing a lap of wherever you're going next, the circuit. And it won't be perfect. You won't even be smack on the lap time. Don't worry about that sort of stuff. You just visualize going to the first corner. What are you going to be looking at when you're going into that first corner? For example, Barcelona. The first corner is a right, left, and then a long right, first three corners. Now, as you know, going into that kind of corner, you're thinking, okay, I've got a break late, but I can't hurt the exit. So your main focus going to a series of corners, like at the very start of the lap of Barcelona, is I'm going to obviously hit my marker, get nice and straight, brake. But as soon as I'm braking, I'm thinking exit. So I'm going to actually pick up my vision and look towards the apex of turn two, because that's the most important part. If I look ahead, and you've always heard that race drivers should look ahead, it's massively important. If you look ahead, you're setting up for that now, even though you're just still braking into turn one. And then you'll take the right actions, the correct actions, in order for you to get a good exit. If you don't do that and you're just looking straight ahead, all you're going to do is brake late, look up, and then adjust. And it's too late because you're traveling at speed. So you've got to plan ahead. The faster the car, the further ahead you've got to plan or tell the brain to be. So when you're visualizing a lap, it's more like tell the brain what the main focus is for that corner. So as you're coming towards it, you hit the brakes and you think exit, and it allows you straight away. Your mind just goes up and looks up at turn two, and then turn one, you just drive thinking of turn two, and then you push your vision ahead again. So as you're visualizing the lap, keep the main rules for each corner at the forefront. What's important about turn five? Okay, I've got to get the car straight, change the brake bias, and be careful you don't lock the front, but it's also getting the exit right, okay? So you say just two things maximum of what's important about that corner. And as you feel yourself coming over, you're visualizing in a chair or in the car, what's the main thing about this corner? You visualize it and away you go. So yes, use visualization as much as you can. Train it every single day. It's so important. All you're doing, remember, all you're doing is showing the brain what you want to happen in the future. You visualize it as if it's happening in the present, but that's your future. Over and over again, basketball players do this all the time. They visualize it going in. They then grab the ball and they shoot. Golfers do it big time. People who play pool do it. You want to see the shot that you're about to take being perfect, going in. If it was perfect, what would it look like? If it was perfect, what would it look like? Then you open your eyes and you do it. It's amazing how this works for race drivers as well. So yes, use this as a skill. Train it at home. Look at any object. Close your eyes. Visualize it. Open. Look. Is there any more details about that object I could take in again? If there is, yes. Now close your eyes. I can virtually see it. use this all the time. Use it for goals, the big goals, and also what do I want to happen now? Can't stop.